We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Perry Wiggins, Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council here. We continue our discussion here. We've been talking quality of life here, and now we're going to talk a little bit about a law that was signed this, I think it was this past week here by President Trump, that would reduce the number, it's aimed at reducing the number of suicides among veterans. That's obviously a big problem, not just here, but nationwide.
Absolutely. You know, one's too many. But unfortunately, we've had a challenge in our ranks where we've had up to 20 suicides a day, I mean, in the United States military. And so the bottom line for us is how do we get at this issue? And I'm glad to see that it's got a national focus and that we're all rowing together on this canoe. I mean, you know, a lot of issues out there where people are rowing in different directions and the canoe's going in a circle. In this particular case, we should only have one focus, and that's getting at this issue and taking care of the sons and daughters, really the national treasure of this nation, and that's our servicemen and women.
Well, and you were mentioning here to me that Senator Moran, big part of this law here, this bill that he presented. I guess what are some of the specifics here of this bill and how it's going to improve?
Yeah, the legislators here in the state of Kansas really stepped up on this, and it's good to see them in the forefront. We're very fortunate in that regard that we have legislators that support our military and their families. So, you know, Kansas is going to be one of the first states, I think, that's going to have a facility, and I believe it's in Wichita, that's going to really open its doors to individuals that are struggling with this type of problem. You know, depression's a big thing. And so kind of identifying the signs is the things out there I would ask people in our communities to take a look at. We got a lot of veterans out there that they're continuing to mission on, but, you know, they have struggles. And so if you identify issues or challenges out there, there are organizations and facilities out there that are designed to help our veterans through these processes. And so they don't need to hesitate elevating that. And I will tell our veterans out there, there is no, there's nobody seeing this as a sign of weakness. To me personally, I think it's a sign of strength when you reach out to somebody and ask for assistance and help. And we learn that in our formation. So, you know, we need to continue to soldier up. And if you've got an issue, reach out to your battle buddy and tell them. And then the battle buddy needs to help them find that assistance. And that's what I think this particular legislation is doing and this particular focus. It really is putting a spotlight and a necessary action behind something that needs to be solved.
Yeah. And, you know, there's always been a stigma with suicide here. And I feel like the last few years there's been more of an erasing of that stigma here. But we still have a long way to go. What are some resources here locally, if someone's listening here and they're a veteran and they're struggling with mental problems, where they can go?
Well, there's a whole VA system out there that is designed to react and respond to these things, and they know the appropriate measures. So all you got to do is, most of our veterans have a VA contact. Call that VA contact, and they'll have an opportunity to get you in the right lane, in touch with people that are trained to respond and to get you the necessary help. And if they're not getting that, then don't stop there. You know, continue to raise it to a higher level. I always tell people there's nobody that's going to look after yourself better than yourself. But if it doesn't sound right or taste right or look right, then it probably isn't right. And we owe a debt of gratitude to those who have some stood on point thousands of miles away to protect our freedoms. And I think this nation is finally starting to step up, recognize that, and apply the necessary resources to get after the problems and to repay those that we owe that great debt of gratitude to.
Yeah, well, no doubt about that. Continuing on here, I know last month we were talking a little bit about maybe opportunities here to make some infrastructure improvements here. Was that?
Well, no. I mean, it's the budget thing. Yeah. You know, I get a lot of questions about the defense budget, and I will tell you that it's up and down. And then, of course, a lot of people are concerned with regards to construction of the president's border wall and how that's going to affect the infrastructure programs that are here locally at Fort Riley. And I'm not an expert on it, but I can tell you that I don't foresee any impacts to Fort Riley with regards to the current budget or the discussion you've seen with regards to border wall. The things I can tell you is that, Fort Riley is one of those things that is a sine wave. We have a lot of construction that goes on, and then we have periods in time where there's not a lot of construction going on. We got to look for ways and areas where we have existing infrastructure that we can maximize its use with defense industries and other federal agencies. You had Marty on here earlier talking about MBATH. I applaud the fact that we keep such close eyes on the facility of MBATH, and that's important. But I think it equally as important is to take a look at what other governmental organizations or federal entities or civilian organizations are going to want to come in close proximity to MBATH, and what do they need? What are their requirements from a security perspective, infrastructure perspective, and even a hiring perspective for them? So we can already start to lay out a blueprint, a map, or an azimuth to get after those things premeditatively, so it doesn't become a happening, it's a planned event. And those are the sort of things that I see and I kind of focus on that I suspect there are people out there that are focusing on that in detail, but I think it's now time to start opening it up in a transparent nature so that the community can be a part of the solution and work toward the objective on the same azimuth and velocity we're trying to move out on.
Yeah. Kind of diversifying our economic needs.
Well, I say maximize the intellectual capital we have here in the community, because somebody has an answer out there, a solution, and if they do, we need to make sure we entertain it and we listen to it.
All right. Well, we've got just about a little less than a minute here. What are you doing for the weekend here? Any weekend plans?
After 34 years in the military, my wife has a backup of about 10 years worth of honeydews. So that's what Wiggins will be doing. He'll be completing the task and checking off some of those boxes.
All right. Well,
does that make your wife Mrs. Wiggins?
She is the general.
I was referring to
Mrs. Wiggins.
Mrs.
From
Wiggins?
Carol Burnett. Yeah,
I got made
you.
That connection before.
That was a great show. Yeah. No, thank you very much for the opportunity. And
you betcha. Yeah. Well, look forward to talking to you again next month. Thanks for being here on In Focus.
Moving up on 10 a.m. and News Radio KMAN, Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh off today. Mark Stein filling in for him. Dan Patrick, The Game, and then The Bruce Weber Show tonight at 7 on KMAN.